Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, my name is B.J. Barry from Berlin. Welcome to 100 Music Legends, with the stories of the 100 most important songs that you most definitely should know. Today we feature the song Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
You can go your own way.
This song is a rock and roll soap opera. It's all there. Two attractive main actors, drama, and then the poison pill. As well as an interesting cast. Five band members who were with each other in almost every possible combination. Fleetwood Mac started once as the hope of the British blues movement in the middle of the 1960s. We also don't know why white, pale, thin British guys have this blues thing. But at least a lot of world careers were built from it. As well, Fleetwood Mac were kind of a catch basin for ex-members of John Mayall's Bluesbreakers. The main guy was Peter Green, a man that could play guitar like no one else and was also no slouch as a composer. One of his songs, Black Magic Woman, was a big hit for Fleetwood Mac. And then later for Santana. This incarnation of Fleetwood Mac came out big with a rather atypical song, Albatross. But their success was not long-lasting. Peter Green, who was rather mentally unstable, came back from a bad LSD trip in Munich, Germany, as a changed person. The band went through hundreds of changes of band members, and by the middle of the 1970s, actually they had no more fuel in their tank, and above all, no guitarist. And just about that time, drummer Mick Fleetwood had checked out a studio. There he heard a demo of a duo, Buckingham Nicks, and he was totally enthusiastic about the guitarist Lindsey Buckingham. When asked if he wanted to become a guitarist for Fleetwood Mac, he said yes, but only if I can bring my girl. And that girl was Stevie Nicks. And suddenly, the legendary lineup of Fleetwood Mac that everyone knows was born. Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, and his wife Christy McVie, and now Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. The following album showed Fleetwood Mac not only had a new lineup, but also a new sound. Buckingham Nicks made the band the prototype California rock band. The three singles from the album, Over My Head, Say You Love Me, and above all, Rhiannon, made the album not only a huge smash hit, but also a rebirth of the band. Not without reason, this album was simply called Fleetwood Mac, just like the band's first album back in 1968. So everything was good, or at least one might think, but not in the internal structure of the band. The married couple McVie went through their rather dirty divorce, and Buckingham Nicks, who not only made music together for more than 10 years, but they too were in the middle of a breakup. There was a lot of bad fighting going on. If you yourself have ever gone through a separation, you know it's not an easy time. It can be hell. So, during all this time, the band toured and went into the studio to record a new album. And this album was nothing more than an open separation diary with messages from one abandoned partner to another. Christine McVie sang about the advantages of having a new lover, and yes, we suspected it. It wasn't just anyone. It was the band's illuminator. For him, the song, You Make Loving Fun. For Stevie, who got upset about the choleric Lindsay, we have the song The Chain, which then also became the band's theme song, because whoever took part in this madhouse had to be aware that this band must have a larger-than-life chain so that it can still hold together despite all of this. And then we have Go Your Own Way, the song addressed directly to Stevie, written and sung by none other than Lindsay, quasi as a general let-out for the separation, which he didn't want, with a line of lyrics that can still bring a white glow on Stevie's face. The lyrics go, packing up, shacking up, is all you want to do. If you translate that freely, he accuses her of just being a woman who wants to sleep around. And the best thing about this smorgasbord, all of these songs went right into the heart of those being spoken to, and the other one was there to listen to it and can hear it in the studio or even on stage. And in fact, there are wonderful video recordings in which you can see the pissed-off face of Stevie Nicks while she sings the harmonies and the choruses to songs that are written about her. But the band was more important than any one individual, right? Go Your Own Way is musically a pretty tricky track, actually a straightforward rock song, but mastermind Lindsey Buckingham had redefined it into a work of art in which he recorded an acoustic guitar that runs exactly opposite of the beat. This gives the song its very own dynamic. Not least due to the animalistic playing of drummer Mick Fleetwood, who literally bangs his soul out on this track. The tricky rhythm almost cost the song its success. Go Your Own Way was a pre-release single from the new Fleetwood Mac album, which was called Rumors. Because of all of the relationship quarrels that had hit the public, at the first airplay on a radio station in Los Angeles, the DJ presented the song with the words, quote, I'm not sure if this will be a hit. What he meant was the complicated rhythm could actually be a death sentence for the song. But quality won out, and so Go Your Own Way became the first top 10 hit by Fleetwood Mac in the USA. And the album Rumors went on to be one of the most sold albums in US rock history. Probably no day goes by without the song being played on the radio somewhere in the world. And the relationship between Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks is still a special one. And of course, not without tension. He says,
it's interesting. I think that you would think after all these years, there would be nothing left to work on. But oddly enough, Stevie's and my relationship is still a work in progress.
Well, for those who thought the relationship was settled after all these years with Stevie, you got it wrong. This relationship is still in the works, says Lindsay. Anyone who's ever seen a live concert of the band knows what Lindsay is talking about. Besides the great music, you get the impression that they're attending a group therapy session somehow. Currently, the band is ragged against one another, and again, Lindsay is out. But you can be sure that this too will change again. As mentioned in the beginning, this band is a living soap opera. And Lindsey Buckingham is or was definitely the mastermind of the band, even if he doesn't get any real recognition for it. In one of his songs, he thematicizes exactly that. In the song Not Too Late from his excellent album Under Your Skin.
Reading the paper, I saw a review. It said I was a visionary, but nobody knew. Now that's been a problem, feeling unseen.
There you hear him singing about being a visionary that no one sees. That seems to bother Lindsey. And besides the music, again, one has the impression that this is group therapy. Before we let you go, may we suggest that you go and listen to the album Rumors from Fleetwood Mac. Maybe you can feel the drama. And we'd like to remind you to subscribe to our podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify, and while you're there, make a song request. Go to 100greatsongs.com. Have fun with Fleetwood Mac and/or your group therapy, and we'll see you in a while.